Check, 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 check. New channel, check, check, check. What's up? All right. So we are live streaming on our backup channel. And I did the responsible thing. And I found out that I'm not even breaking any terms of service, which is cool. Let me see, make sure I got all the things going. Hi, everybody. Yeah, no, I can do this. This is cool. Hi, Mom. I'm trying to be more mature and more responsible with my audience. Let me raise the bit rate here. So I had my buddy, a Jew, look into it because they know. And yeah, we're good. I got some stuff to talk about. I got some clips. And then I'm going to go do more tree work with my brother. But this is the backup channel for live, and then I'm going to upload it to my normal channel. Let's see if we have anybody in here yet. There's already 78 people with no scheduling. What up? What's up? There's no super chatting. That's okay, though. I can get to know the people that haven't been able to super chat for whatever reason, and we can get reacquainted. It's almost like we're starting over, like a second honeymoon or something. Now we're up to 150. Because I've always thought that. It's like when we were getting up to like 2,500 a day before. And when you get to those numbers, you pretty much can only read the super chats. So let's just, you know, let's get to know all the non-super chat people. Let's start again. Let's rebuild. All right. Good times. This got to talk about the Kavanaugh thing because I want to tell you a story that I just figured out that I think is mind-blowing. This is why I have a healthy distrust in my own mind. We wrote a new hour in like a week, and I got a lot of help from you guys and Nimmer and Delev and Coddington and Tommy Lee from the Hmong and Brandon and just everyone that rolled with us. And so we're just running and gunning and writing jokes and all this stuff. And so I write a joke about, oh man, I have the video somewhere. Someone recorded it on a cell phone. But how the Deep South still has a good sense of humor. And Nimmer was sleeping in the back seat. And I pulled up to get gas. And I look at one of the other guys and I'm like, hey, I caught one. And so I do that in Georgia. And then the next night in West Palm, I added to it where I go, I caught one. And then he points to his Mexican wife and says, me too. Right? Okay. So this is when things get bizarre. And this is why eyewitness testimony is never that great. And you got to work, especially if you're an artist, you have to work on your connection to reality. Okay, yesterday in my live stream, I told the story that it happened. Because I did it on stage twice and we worked on it. And I'm telling you guys the story and I'm re-listening to the podcast to make sure that the audio was good. And I was like, oh yeah. So I said to this guy, I caught one. And I'm like, wait a minute. That was a joke you wrote. I never actually said that to a person. And I felt a little out of, like, I almost felt like that Kaiser Soze moment where I was like, did I trick myself? So I figured that was a good example because that happens all the time. When you start retelling your own stories of your own life in your head, make sure you do it accurately. Because the more repetitive you are with a story, the more you start believing it. Isn't that crazy? And that isn't a representation that nothing is real. Of course, I think the world is real. Objective reality is a thing. That being said, the power of suggestion and the power of memories are so bizarre, you know? And that's why this he said, she said, rape is a weapon stuff that's happening to Judge Kavanaugh right now is pretty insane. And I feel bad for this guy. I mean, he by all verifiable evidence, he seems like a really good family guy, like just a good dude. And to have to go through all this stuff with people that, you know, from 40 years ago, drunk, people barely remember an incident involving him that can't be corroborated and they don't know where or when. And But see, here's the thing. The Democrats don't care at all. What they're doing is they just use this to stall. The longer they stall, the more likely that they don't that he doesn't get admitted to the Supreme Court. So that's all they're doing. They'll say anything to stall. I mean, that Avenatti porn lawyer guy was like, look into FFFF 4th of July. He said it in his yearbook. It's time to look into that because it means forget him, finger him, French him, fuck him. Yeah. And it's just nonsense to the point where I almost respect the left for it because the right are so... The fact that they're even engaging in this makes me respect the left's ability to just win. It's all nonsense. I mean, you can't possibly have evidence simply be someone's recollection from 40 years before without any details that can be corroborated to ruin someone's life. And so the big picture of all this is that politics are becoming genderized, where the left is becoming the party of women, specifically single women. And the right is becoming the party of males and married women, or women that want to be married, or women that are just really, really comfortable in their own skin and moral. Well, what I consider moral, I guess some people, you know, this will to power stuff where they just say anything to get anything. I mean, it's kind of fascinating. I don't recommend anyone doing it because then you don't enjoy your win because it's all just coercive and manipulative. I mean, all that's happening now is that people won't believe rape victims. You know, women won't be hired by firms. Like, men won't ever be alone with women in a business setting ever. And if they do, they are being negligent to their stock owner or their shareholders and stuff because of the lawsuits and the firings. It's going to backfire against women horrifically because trust, like you have to have societal trust. Like a rape accusation is insane. You know, that's one of the worst things that you can possibly be in this world. And so to just wield it like that in front, and everyone knows it, like we all know it. And, you know, some people on the left that just will do by any means necessary to make sure that Kavanaugh doesn't get on the Supreme Court. They don't care because they're like, in their mind, they're doing the greater good, but it's not though. It's not. It'll only hurt women. But anyway, so the left is trying to appeal exclusively to women because the right apparently isn't because single women want that welfare state and the abortions and all that stuff. Here's the thing. We need each other. Men and women have a bond that's necessary and very natural. And you can't really raise a child as good as you can without the male and the female in the house and having respect for each other. Now, before you say, well, I wasn't raised that way and I turned out great, or my parents stayed together and they were abusive. Yeah, I know. You can drown in those anecdotes. But in general, the male and the female together is what makes life. You know, no matter how much gays bang each other in the ass, a baby is yet to come out of a dude's ass. And as much as lesbians just smash their genitals against each other's genitals in a Subaru, so far life has never been created. And is Guyton Bear in the stream right now? Oh no, they're all in Disney World. It's so funny. They're all having a blast. Cottington Bear is our sweet, sweet prince. And Dolev and Nimmer are all in Disney World. And Brandon, the guy who runs unbearableshop.com, all the t-shirts, his wife is Mulan in Disney. So they're all doing the whole Disney thing. Smash genitals in a Subaru. Hilarious. So this divide and conquer strategy is very, very, very bad. And if women actually end up what the radical feminists are asking for, they're going to be miserable to a point where there isn't a word that describes it. Women love being loved and family and being able to self-actualize their world and their life. And for 80% of them, that involves family, being a mother. You know, 20% genuinely don't care. But I'd say 80% absolutely need that connection to males. And to do this to someone who just does not deserve it. I mean, Bill Clinton is an animal. Judge Kavanaugh most likely didn't do any of these things. And even if he did, like the new one is that there was a fake dick at a party and he was like swinging around a fake dick. It's like, what? Who cares? It's like, but how can he, how does he even, it's like, dude, half of the Democrats' biggest donors are like convicted pedophiles. This is just, and the right is just ballless. They're just like, well, we have to take the high road and look into this. No, you don't. There's no high road here. That's just called compliance. It's like, we have to look into this. These aren't crimes. They're not crimes. Yeah, and there's no corroborating evidence. What this is a real moment in history. What's happening right now is a power struggle between genders that have been weaponized by political parties. Because the Democrats aren't keeping black people because of their pathological open border strategy. It's not helping black males. So they're not looking so good with that group. That group's starting to be like, hey. And they lost the white workers a while ago. You know, you could be a white Democrat for a long time. Now it's self-hating if you are, because they're not advocating on your behalf whatsoever. So now it's just women and real fresh illegal immigrants is what they're going for. And the strategy's working, because the right is just being like, well, I mean, a leprechaun did say he was touched, so we'll take a month just to make sure that there's no more. And then at the end of that month, they'll just be like, we have a confirmed allegation that a unicorn was jerked off by Judge Kavanaugh. And everyone's like, a unicorn? They're like, a unicorn was whacked off. He whacked off the horn as well as the ween. So it's just ridiculous. And it's not the good fight. It's not conservative versus liberal, chaos order. That isn't a bad fight. I think that the forces in society that want to dismantle and rework things are good, as long as you have a structure in place and traditions in place and morality in place that resists it. That way, if they have a good point, you improve. That isn't the case now. Now there's literally just a demolition crew of society against cowardly conservatives. They're like, well, I mean, I'm going to fight it with sarcasm. I'll fight it with sarcasm. If I'm just sarcastic enough, it'll all go away. I'm going to sell you some birch gold. And someone recently said, your politics stuff is funny, but why can't you just do the men and women stuff that you used to do? Like, why do you, and I told this woman, I was like, because I can't. Because men and women aren't different according to the left, and the left came after me for that. So I was faced with two options. I could either lie, quit comedy, three options, I guess. Lie, quit comedy, or fight the left until I can just go back to men and women are different. And then my new special, Persona Non Grata, that's coming out soon. By next week, we'll have pre-sales, and I really, really hope you guys all buy it, because you'll like it and it helps keep my lights on. I did a lot of men and women stuff because that's the next level. You know, the first level is being able to be honest about leftism and Islam and the LGBTQAI and all that stuff. But to really win in this culture war, you have to maintain what you're good at and what you enjoy. And I love doing the men and women are different stuff and communication jokes and piano and all that stuff. So there's a good balance. All right. I'm so glad you stood your ground and spoke up about nonsense. Well, there's no other way. There's no other way. You know, I thought about it. My path was not the easy path. But it's the only path. Because if not, you give up everything. You just get temporary wins. But, you know, did Seamus come to a set at a show? Absolutely. He was great. We have that all. We're going to shoot it. We're going to edit it as a documentary, because you see us writing the jokes. You know, we recorded driving around with Seamus and working on his impressions on what jokes he would do. And just, It's almost like a new 60 minutes, 7 days in a week with just a variety of people. Ben's show was good Sunday. Yeah. No, I'm not attacking Ben. I was just using him as an example with his voice. I'm sure his show was good. I mean, the guy does some good stuff. Occasionally pisses me off, like the fact that his take on James Gunn versus Roseanne is one of the biggest ball drop, like insane things I've ever seen someone that appears so rational do. But I'd rather have more Bens than this other shit that we're facing. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm sure I've had some pretty rough takes. Not like that, though. The Frank Gunn thing was, whatever the hell, James Gunn. Insane. Like, that's just insane. Oh, and you're great at InfoWars. Oh, I'm probably doing it again next week. Apparently, Alex likes me. Alex is like, we got to get you down more. So his assistant will, like, text me and be like, can you come? Like, I was supposed to go there potentially tomorrow, but I have to go home and see my boys and I see my girl. You know, they need their dad. I've been gone too long, but it's what was necessary. And now I'm having a great time with my brother and my nieces and my nephew and doing tree work. But I couldn't stay on the road. I have to get home. I can tell. Like, my wife is such a champion. So she'll never show me that I need to come home, but I can just tell that she, like, the boys need, the boy, Charlie's too little, but he needs some rough house. He needs some rough housing. Oh, I vibe great with Alex Jones, because Alex Jones reminds me of my family, like family members. Like, I'm the mellow one. Like, my family is just, and I'm not even saying that in a political way, but the energy level. Like, my brother's the type of guy that's like, dude, I got a saw. Let's cut down a tree. We can make money right now. Anybody have a tree? And so some of the staff at InfoWars apologized, like, not like saying there's something wrong with them, but like they were just like, yeah, you know, we know he's high energy. And I'm like, no, dude, I love it. I get it. And they're like, really? I'm like, oh, yeah. We have 15 minutes. We have a screen. Go, let's do it. Let's shoot some shit. I'm like, that's how my brother is. My brother motivates me to do stuff when I would probably just stare out a window. Because it's not like anything bad happens if you don't do it. It's just like the Lev and Eric and Coddington Bear, the sweet boy, the sweet prince, were at Disney World today, and I was just texting the group text. I was like, God, we got to rip a trailer so we can do some pre-sales. I'm like, let's get all five of the shows and maybe we like mix and match them, or maybe we do and like send me the audio. We got to get that going. And he almost left Disney World to like work on it. And DeLev texted me and was like, dude, the sweet boy is thinks you really need this stuff right now. He's going to leave Disney World. I was like, sweet boy, my sweet prince. Stay, have fun at Disney World. You don't have to do any of this shit till next week. I'm like, I just get excited. Like, I get excited. Tommy Lee, dude, you have a force of will. Let's be real. Yeah, I mean, but compared to my brother, I mean, my brother is a force of will. Did you have fun, Tommy Lee? Tommy Lee repped hard. Hey, Big Bear, how'd the live stream hibernation treat you? Well rested? I missed you guys, to be honest. So I'm glad that we're back in biz. And I'll re-upload these to my other YouTube channel, but this is just for live stream. All right, let's go through some stuff. Okay, so this was a bit I did. I don't know what venue this is. That looks like Atlanta. I'm just going to kind of show you a couple jokes. These are just ones that people sent me on Instagram. Let me know if you can hear this.
Weather coming here, but it's pretty. It's nice. But
by the way, I've been obsessed with weather. I'm just giving you a little taste so that when the special comes out, you're like, oh yeah, we got to check that out. But I don't know which city we're going to use because they're all totally different.
Weather report, because I love the weather. I love watching it, especially when I'm lonely. You know? Yeah, you guys know. You watch the weather report when you're a little lonely. You know? Gets a little horny. I don't know if it's intentional or not, but it's sexy. You know, when you watch the Weather Channel when you're alone, you know, it's like, thank you, Tina. On Tuesday, we're going to have that cold front coming in hard and strong. It's going to push its way in. It's going to wake you up in the morning. You're not going to expect it. A lot of moisture down south. It's going to get nice and wet down there. On Wednesday, we have the rains coming in. We're looking at 7 inches, pounding us all night long. I'm at home like, what's the 10-day forecast? Of course, just like everything in the world these days, weather got politicized. You know, they got to everything. They got to comedy, then they got to sports, you know. Then they got to weather. I'm watching the Weather Channel, a hurricane. How do you politicize a hurricane? They're like, this hurricane, how much of it was caused by Donald Trump Russia collusion? I like that.
Oh, you missed the punchline. But I keep doing the weather stuff, and I'm like, guys, I can't whack off to this. Because one of the things I really tried to do was keep it a little lighter, make it a little sexual. Not like aggressive sexual, not like looking at girls' tits and stuff. Nothing disrespectful to my family. But just lighter. Because I didn't want it, because some of my topics are so intense that I wanted to make it kind of silly. And I think that we're successful at that. But I've been obsessed with the weather stuff. People are saying that this channel's banned and they can't search for it. That's fine. We have 400 people. I don't mind having it exclusive. And I think that the alerts might work better on this channel. And we just keep going. It's so easy to get frustrated when you think about all the roadblocks against people like us. And we're the majority, by the way, but it doesn't matter. All Lennon needed was the railroads and the phone lines. But you just got to keep going. That's literally the only way. All right, what's this next one? I'll get to that in a second. I want to make a point about the weather. Okay, I posted this yesterday. Me and Micah and my brother shot this. I get obsessed with shit. And lately I've been obsessed with the politicizing of weather because I'm a paranoid guy. Never saw that coming. I never thought that the weather would get so politicized. So this is what we shot yesterday at my brother's land. We're doing tree work and just burning all of it.
I'm live on location in the biggest forest fire that America's ever seen. It is hot and there's deaths anywhere from 0 to 50,000 people may have died. The question is, how much of this is directly because of Donald Trump? How much is Russia collusion?
Hey, bro. Bro, you want a beer? I saw your fire from my fire over there. Over there.
Brother, I'm playing CNN.
Sorry, bro.
Apparently, this is a land of giants. Did the giants come from Russia? Or did they come from Donald Trump's Twitter feed? I'm Anderson Cooper, and I'm on my knees yet again. Back to you.
Yeah, I can't believe how manipulative they're getting. And I think that like this is a weird and exciting and scary time to be alive because I'm starting to think they've always been this insane, but because of the internet and because of how culturally, especially in America, people are interested in solving their own riddles and interested in not being under the yoke of an oppressive government. It's so hard to put the genie back in the bottle now that we've seen this stuff. You know, like the Gulf of Tonkin got us into Vietnam and our generals admitted that it never happened. You know, the Lusitania, the Maine, like all these sinkings of ships and all this stuff have now, like government documents prove that none of it happened or it was faked. Even Pearl Harbor, FDR pulled the giant aircraft carriers away from the Hawaii for no reason, like a week before it happened after being alerted that it was going to happen and he desperately wanted to get in the war. So it's like, oh yeah, 9/11, I mean, has so much weirdness around it. It's not that I don't think that 9/11 could have been one of these flags things. I just only like to talk about the ones that are absolutely provable. Because you don't have to make up stuff or even theorize anything with what we already know. Like Gulf of Tonkin is insane. Like they've already done that. Like they were planning. It's in, you know, now released documents because of Freedom of Information Act, but they were planning on shooting down a real airplane full of people to get into a war with Cuba. Tower 7 is sketchy, wicked sketchy. So is the fact that the War Games plane simulations added the Twin Towers that week, which limited their ability to react. Very, very weird stuff. But I'm just talking about what's known. So anyway, we have this news, and now we're starting to see that the global warming predictions aren't panning out. And, you know, my brother spent the whole year worrying nonstop about ticks and Lyme disease to a point that it's hysterical. He's 100 feet up in a tree with a chainsaw, and all he's scared about is ticks because it was reported that, you know, Lyme disease was on the rise because of global warming and the ticks don't die in the winter. It was just reported like last week that Lyme disease is at an all-time low in this area. And he was like, the fuck? It's like the media literally just tries to make you scared. And they're following a business model. But I think that the deep state stuff is so real, and we're starting to really see it, that I don't really know what the future is. Because even very, very normal, non-conspiratorial people that I've known throughout my life now are like, dude, I'm starting to believe some of this shit. That was like me with the Christian right, with the Christian fundamentalists that used to say that, you know, gay marriage would open the door to pedophilia and just all this nonsense. And I told them that they were crazy. And I had to eat some humble pie on that one because they were right. And there comes these weird moments when you're like, that crazy homeless guy with the tinfoil hat was kind of right. Any thoughts on the Kavanaugh accusations? I talked about that earlier. It's absolute nonsense to the point where there's a real, this is a real crossroads between due process and non-due process, between the weaponization of men and the weaponization of women, between, you know, this is a tyrannical act. You can't remember last week with the type of clarity necessary to put someone in prison, especially when you admit you don't even remember it because you're drunk and you weren't even raped and no one corroborates it. It's one of these open secret things where everyone kind of knows that that's the case, but so many people on the left are so filled with just vicious hate of Donald Trump and his supporters that they don't see it as morally wrong to pursue just un-American lies to get rid of whoever they hate. World War II killed off all the nationalistic men, leaving Europe ripe for globalist colonization. Yeah, it's true. It's weird. The Frankfurt School is the European progressive postmodern poison. They sped it up, but they didn't create it. They didn't create it. They just sped it up. They were like a dandelion. Exact same tactics used against Clarence Thomas. This one's way worse. Way worse. Anita Hill testified. It was a few days. Who was it? Arlen Specter got to cross-examine her. This one's way crazier because these people have had no interaction with Judge Kavanaugh for 4 decades. 4 decades ago, I didn't exist. If you started grilling me on things from my childhood or like things that happened and you just like, and other people that were there, have you ever had that when you're sitting around with friends and you're trying to remember stuff from high school and everyone's like, no, man, that isn't what happened. It's like, no, that's what happened. It's like, no. It was the ice cream truck. The stream really helps me keep my sanity during my senior year of high school. Oh yeah, that's what community is. And thank you all for all your kind words about the stream and telling me that some people were telling me they were having legit bear depression without the stream. This is what you should get. This was normal for most of human existence, just having a basic male role model doing basic male stuff. This is just what communities are supposed to be. And in this current climate, the masculine is so ostracized that just seeing a dude like me, like just a normal dude, just talking, I think is really important for some people. It's very interesting, especially young dudes. Like they're just like, man, it's helping me stay sane in this crazy world. Yeah. Most people just got this from their like granddad or like their dad or their neighbors. You know, we're living in a world with much less trust in community and the acceptance of lies and the acceptance of nonsense. So this is pretty good for all of us. And it reminds me that we're not what we're portrayed as by certain people, you know? And that goes in both directions too. I've been trying to think about that as well. I was talking to Nimmer about what's that asshole's name? Kaepernick. And I was getting all blustery. And Nimmer's real tied in with the blacks. He's like, you know, he's legit with the blacks. So I always ask him, like, what's the word on the street with this shit? And he's like, name one black person you know that gets like really fired up about Kaepernick and how great it is and all that shit. I'm like, no, but I see it on ESPN. I'm always like seeing all these blacks freaking out. He's like, name one in your life. He's like, we just hung out with a bunch of black dudes in the last city. You know black people, you know me. Like, name one that like actually is super pissed off. I'm like, well, every time I turn on the TV or we're going, he's like, name one in real life. He's like, half the time black people are just trying to get you guys to freak out over nothing. And he was like, dude, a ranger told him to kneel and not sit. So he did that, but he wanted to get it. He goes, dude, I'm not telling you what to think at all. He's like, I'm a Marine. I fucking, you know, he's like, but just know that a lot of these fights aren't even in your world. They're just made up. And I started being like, holy shit. So I try to run that through my head whenever I'm getting fired up about something. I'm like, has anyone in real life ever said this? And the only real group that absolutely is getting insane, in my opinion, are a lot of like white women, middle to upper middle class, college, right out of college. Like I've actually seen them like screaming and spiraling and yelling and stuff. And but like, for example, black people, except for one comic out of Pittsburgh that was a total piece of shit, commie fucking loser, I've never been yelled at, or black people never come up to me and tell me that they're like offended by me. It's literally just this illusion that the media has created that people are starting to go with, and it's starting to happen with men and women. Most women are not on board with like what Whitney Cummings and Amy Schumer are saying. Like this whole like, yeah, it's time you men be scared of us. We've been scared of you for thousands of years. Listen, Amy Schumer said this shit. She was like, for all you men out there that say, what are the rules now? Can I even be alone with a woman? Stop. You're belittling victims. How about you just do what the fuck we say? Like, that's not women. That's a small group of psychos. But the problem with women is they'll start going with their female leadership because they try to blend in. It's kind of instinctive. It's gatherers versus hunters. That's why married women a lot of times go more right wing, because they know men and they're like more, they just want lower taxes for their guy so that they have more cash. And if they've had kids, they probably are not super gung ho about abortion. So that's why that shit is happening. But this weaponization of gender is nonsense. And it's for such a short victory. Like long term, this just decays the trust and love and helpfulness of a community. It's kind of weird. Owen, do you smoke weed? I'm guessing no. LOL. No, I don't. I'm not anti-weed, though. I don't think you should smoke or eat weed as a kid. It can trigger some pretty crazy shit in your brain. But, you know, there's this hemp oil that seems to help a lot of people right now. My brother and his buddy both will take this hemp oil shit. It doesn't get you high. It gets, but it's good for inflammation and a lot of pain. And, Yeah. There's some aspects of the hemp plant that are like really, really incredible. Thoughts on acid? I wouldn't fuck around with that shit. I just think that, I mean, listen, I don't want to be a hypocrite. I enjoy alcohol and caffeine and some GNC vasodilator powders. So I'm not going to tell. Yeah, CBD. Yeah. CBD is good for a lot of shit. It's good for people that are getting off opioids. But my brain, the human brain is already so flawed that I don't want any more fucking effects on it. I don't want to twist and contort reality any more than I have to, because we're already so subjective and so easily tricked. Like, I leave breadcrumbs for myself to try and get out of shit. Like, I'm like, okay, if you ever find yourself thinking this, go back to the beginning and rethink. Like, shit like that, you know? Sober since birth, I can remember nearly everything. That's good, Monkey Bowie. I'll throw down beers. I'm not going to lie. You are intelligent. I heard if you do that, you can connect stuff only if you can control it, Owen. Well, you also don't want to overconnect, you know? Oh, and has Amy thought of tutoring? Well, we're going to teach our kids. So that's going to be, Kiwi Bear's here. Sweet. Good to see you back. Oh, thank you, Barbara Bear. Big Bear's back. Yeah. You can't be wasting your children's future spending money on drugs. That's a good point. Oh, and when you plan in the Northwest next, I will figure that out. Today is Malinu's birthday. Oh, yeah. Wish him a happy birthday. No, there's no super chat, which is fine because I'm doing okay in cash. Thanks to the tour, we sold out the whole thing. There's a lot of expenses, don't get me wrong, but we ended up profiting from it. And because of Patreon and because of the subscriptions for Huge Pianist and album sales and stuff, I can just keep rolling, you know? And I could monetize this probably already because you need like 4,000 hours of viewing. But as soon as I'm done streaming, I'm going to take it down so I never have any hours and just put it up on YouTube. You can super chat me at paypal.me/feedthebear. We'll figure out a system in the future, but I'm not worried about it. I'm just glad you guys are here. It's 500 people. That's magical, by the way, that we just got around that like that. That means we really have something special. And another cool thing is we're not being bombarded by trolls because we only have 500 people. Like everybody I see talking right now is like super cool, good vibes. It's not just like those swarms of dickheads that'll come in when we break like 1,000 or 2,000 sometimes. I'm trolling as hard as I can, says Cam. Democracy Bear says mushy love. It's so nice without the trolls. It's beautiful, isn't it, Sugar Bear? I'm not a troll. Well, isn't this so telling about what trolls are? Because trolls don't know this is me. Like, this is some pretty secretive shit. You can't even search for this channel, I don't think. So this is what life should have just been like on here. I just saw a Prager video, reminded me that socialism always ends starvation and genocide. Yep. But do you see this? You see how it's just totally chill? These are all real people. Just being like respectful and positive. And if they disagree, they disagree. But it's not just this like psycho shit. I troll you, BB. The drone storm vid is coming. Sweet, Cowboy Bear. I'm looking forward to it. Shit, I feel like I'm part of the CIA now being in a secret stream. Now, if you're part of the CIA, you'd know because your dick didn't work because of all the soy you were consuming. No, but the tour was sick. It was like this like secretive comedy. Me and Crowder are going to do some shit on stage together too. Because he came to the Dallas show and he was so fired up. He was like, because he's a good stand-up. He just, you know, he focuses on his show more than that. But I think he wants to get back in. All right, so here's another quick bit that I was working on for you guys. I want to make sure that I do some comedy here for you. It's about, you'll see.
You know what happens when you pretend you're somebody you're not. Like, look at Germany. After 45, Germany faced a lot of shame. You know, and they're like, what have you done, Germany? And we're like, oh, sorry. People are just kidding. They're like, you weren't kidding, Germany. Like, so then you went way fucking great. And I said, the Jews are awesome. So then what they do, they suppress it, and they get all like progressive, and they're like, oh, yeah, Jews are great. And then they outsource their anti-Semitism, and they just brought in 3 million Muslims. And they're like, oh, don't see nothing about these guys. That's Islamophobia. Just let them do what they do. Oh, they took another Jew, no way. Yes! Do it!
All right, so that one took, we wrote that one this week. I know the audio and all that shit is bad for this, but these are just videos that people recorded from the crowd. One of my favorite jokes is the one about like, did Hitler, I kept doing a whole theme that Hitler was a misunderstood hero. And he took all the criticism, you know, like a candle in the wind. He took it so that we could live. And that he was misunderstood because all his black friends were playing this big game with him. They're like, they'd put their head down and go, rock! And Hitler would be like, payback. Oh, no way. And then the hippies did the scissors. This is just a giant game of rock, paper, scissors. Because I've been called a Nazi so many times. Obviously false. I mean, Nazis were socialists, and we all know how I feel about those fuckers. So I just kind of rolled with it. I was like, dude, I'm going to do a whole special. I did a 2.5 hour set in San Antonio where I must have said Hitler did nothing wrong or our hero. I kept assuming it was everyone's hero. I'm like, our hero. And the crowd totally got the joke and just rolled with it. It was hilarious. I took my roommate to the Austin show. He told me that some big Bitcoin people like Owen. Yeah, you know, I'm pretty big in the underground legendary world. Well, the mayor in Florida came out and kept the bars open for us. But Hollywood hates me. Hollywood fucking hates me. But that's fine. I take that as a compliment. Let's see what else we got here. I played you that one. Oh, no way. That almost sounds like Crowder's Asian driver. Like, I hope I didn't just steal his fucking voice, but it makes no sense if it's German. Okay, so that's me and Nimmer. People took some cool videos. This is something I noticed. All right, that's Seamus from Freedom Tunes. And he's such like a good professional, like Catholic boy, to the point where like he doesn't want to be involved in any type of controversy or anything. He's the guy who could be on the Supreme Court if he was a lawyer. You know, he's like, he's straight-laced, respects his family, you know. So many young dudes now troll with this shit because they think it's so fucking stupid. Like, they think it's so dumb and gay. So, like, half of these fucking pictures, like, you just have these, like, little dudes just being like, ha ha ha, because young dudes realize how gay it is and how dumb it is. Where CNN is like, did you see what the Nazis are doing? I mean, okay, according to the ADL, the Anti-Defamation League, saying 100% is now Nazi. The number 12 is Nazi. Owning a pit bull is Nazi. The thumbs up is Nazi. Everything's Nazi. It's like literally everything. So young people are so, they get it so much that sometimes it appears they're like going hard right. They're not. They're fucking hilarious. Like, dude, I took a picture with some people doing like the fucking Sig Hail. One of them was black. We're just dying laughing. Because it's like everyone's so scared now. They're like, how was I holding my hands? Was it Nazi? It's like, shut the fuck up. It's like, I see Nazis under my bed. My name is Alyssa Milano. Everything is rape. Every woman was raped. Everybody was raped. Wearing a condom is Nazi. Same with being called alt-right. Well, dude, if it's just, but it works. That's the thing. It works. That's why I don't just think the left is stupid. Oh, and by the way, Shame is crushed, and he's a fucking great guy. Let him crash in my place. I rented a house. I let him stay. He's really talented. He does a great Peterson. He was doing Peterson and Ben Shapiro doing Yo Mama jokes back and forth. But I mean, everything is rape. Here's the thing, though. It works. So don't ever think that the left is just dumb or crazy. The craziest people are the people that know better and take this shit seriously at all. Like, all the Republicans that are currently listening to these idiots, these literally leftist radicals being like, Judge Kavanaugh, 40 years ago, I was blacked out. I don't know where or when. And he raped me with a fake wiener. It's almost, they're trolling. Literally, they're trolling. But the thing is it works. And you can't, I have such a healthy distrust in my own mind that in my mind, I'm like, they're insane. But just look at outcome. Look at productivity. Look at who is gaining power. And then just reevaluate what is actually crazy. Not saying do what they do. Of course not. Don't become postmodern subjective psychopaths. There's no joy in that. And it eats up humans. It eats them up. Like the current people doing the nonsense, in 10 years, you won't even know who they, like they're just, you'll see the same people and they just look like shit. They're desperate. They're just, they need power. But the left is a force, is a power, just keeps growing with this shit. So they say these magic spells. Judge Kavanaugh raped me and everything is rape and all women are rape. And they hijack the male tendency to take rape very seriously, protect women, and avenge rapists. It's in every man. Well, 99%, 1% are doing all the rapes. And so they hijack that shit, even with nonsense, and it works. So it's up to the right wing people, or just anyone that just isn't leftist. Oh, and by the way, there's no classical liberal. That's a bit of a, like the Dave Rubens of the world, no offense, buddy, but you're either conservative, anarcho-capitalist, or you're lying. Because there's no such thing as classical liberal. I went down some deep dives on this. I thought I was classical liberal because it's about the individual, all that shit. No. Liberalism, in it is the germ, the seed, that has to keep growing. So if you're not on board with a constant move towards leftism, it's not liberalism. Liberalism is the constant change. It's like climate change. You know, it's like change, change. It's a double change. There's no such thing as static liberalism. It's a contradiction. You know, you got to really understand words in this climate to even survive. But like if you... I am libertarian. Yeah, libertarian works. Libertarian's a different thing. Libertarian is, I don't know. I mean, the party's different than the belief system, but classical liberal in it is an Achilles heel. It's like a Ponzi scheme where, let's just say you want to stop at gay marriage and women have the right to vote. Let's say that's where you think society needed to go and then we quit. And then we're good. That's not liberalism. Liberalism dictates that it goes as far as anyone wants it to go. And that means it never stops. So then the next people, the L's get it, the B's get it, the G, you know, it just keeps going until you're with pedophiles. And then there's no argument why pedophiles don't deserve the same rights as the gays who deserve the same rights as the straights. And then before you know it, you have mental patients like Bruce Jenner, someone who wants to cut his cock off and call himself a woman and prance around in skirts. You now have to treat that as just as normal and real as anything else, because in liberalism, there's no stopping point. That's why I'm viewed as because I'm starting to like believe what some of the left are saying. Like I'm taking them at their word at how they perceive me. So when they say, you're a right-wing Nazi, and I say, well, what do you mean? They're like, you're white supremacist. I'm like, well, my kids are part Mexican, Hispanic, Mexican, like Home Depot, like, you know, indigenous. And I had a Jewish grandmother, and I don't espouse anything that is white nationalist. And they're like, but you are, though. Like Whitney Cummings, when she said I was a white power guy and a male rights activist. So I thought about it. I'm like, what makes them think that about someone? It's anyone with any line anywhere. Isn't that fascinating? Where for me, it was trans children. Like once they went to the kids with trans, I said, no more. When you say no more, you appear right wing to people that are in a constant state of movement. Okay, it's like how the universe is expanding. So you have to factor in the rate of expanse about how far away galaxies are, or like the Doppler radar effect, where like it's relative to movement. So if someone is always moving left and someone chooses to stop, they now appear like they keep going right. It's called the Overton window, where it's the range of accepted discourse. And so if you're not on board the roller coaster, that the ever-changing, ever insane bullshit, you're not a liberal on any level, not classical liberal, none of it. It's all a fuck. You're just hiding behind it because you've been trained to think conservatives are somehow stuffy or prude or greedy or prefer, you know, their ethnic group. Of course, that's nonsense. That's from propaganda. But that's why they say the left eats itself. But here's the thing. The left does eat itself, but it doesn't lose any steam when it eats itself. It's almost like just waves of unlimited foot soldiers. And they can just be mowed down, just more waves. As long as they get a foot, 2 feet, 3 feet, they're going. What did the guy who was leaving say to Bert? Bye. That's hilarious. Owen just invented a new dance move, the Doppler. Hilarious. Liberty Bear, the perfect system everyone point at as the best, but at the same time is destroying with multicultural BS. Yeah, multiculturalism is total bullshit. Because it links, and this is the trick. Okay, multiculturalism somehow links race. And that's how they trick you. They say, if you're not multicultural, you're racist. Those are two different things. You know, like Eric Nimmer, I was begging him to have children. He's as black as night. And I'm like, dude, you'd be a great dad. We need more good dads. Have kids. I would not be begging a Somali new American to have kids. I'd be like, oh, your family hates what I love in society. And they're lighter skinned than Nimmer. So multiculturalism is a sleight of hand where you say, if you don't think that this new group of people that doesn't have any of your beliefs or values shouldn't be here, then you're racist because they're brown. No, I'll show you a ton of Mexicans that I would welcome with open arms. Free market, capitalist, family oriented, you know, work hard, all that shit. Welcome. But then they go, but what about all of them? And you go, no, not those guys. Low grade, keep them out. And they're like, well, that's racist. And you go, you just tricked me. You just tricked me. And that's the great trick. And why are they doing this? Because A, it's a pathological drive towards unending openness. It's part of the liberal Achilles heel, part of the virus. Two, it's because the Ponzi schemes of the banks require a constant growth of population, and liberal soy boy dudes don't have kids. So you need more people just to justify your just never-ending Ponzi schemes of Social Security and printing money and all that shit. And three, because they vote left-wing from the right areas. So that's why they're doing it. And just know that. So when people call you racist, even if you're black, they'll call black people racist. It's a fucking joke, man. All right, let's see what else we got here. Even though blacks can be wicked racist. I show you guys. Oh, yeah, that was the Kelsey Theater. I like that. I like them. Oh, that's a little Seamus. All right, I'm gonna get out of here within 5.5 minutes. If anybody enjoyed this and wanna super chat me, paypal.me/feedthebear. Wanna give the bear some honey? Help pay for the fucking, you know, all the gear. But if not, it's totally cool. I like that I get to just hang out with you guys and just read stuff. Only a leftist, and that's why they were mad. They realized that they were the people who'd never Give in to them. What are you guys talking about? They call themselves liberal to virtue signal. Power is the goal. Yep. Yep, yep, yep. It's true. And you can be... Listen, there's flaws to conservatives too. The cucking. I mean, the constant cucking is infuriating. The liberal men are not... they're not really the cucks. Lately, I've seen it the opposite. You know, these people, these leftist soy boys are dominant because they're like, everything is rape. When you eat honey, that's rape. And these conservatives that you think would be so alpha and so strong and so like, you know, they plant their flag and no more. No, they're like, well, I mean, we'll have to look into it, but this is beyond the pale, but we will delay the vote another week. And then a week goes by. They're like, we have another person that said 40 years ago, there's a fake dick at a party. Ha ha ha. And they're like, well, after this, we will stand our ground and no, it's fuck you guys. It's like, dude, just take the vote. They're like children. Show them. That is why libertarians are awesome. I know, but they don't have any power in Washington. Should I consider myself a culturalist? Everyone is. Everyone's tribal. Every person alive. My brother and I live in separate town, but watch the stream at the same time, and it's really helped us both out. Thanks, Ellen. Oh, anytime, Andy. I've experienced a lot of black women being racist. They hate, white women so much, haven't experienced any racism from black men. A lot of it is envy. A lot of it is because a lot of black women really want, like, straight hair and shit. And because the black family has been so like broken up and fucked with that there's some real anger there. It's a population that has been pretty fucked with for the last 50, 60 years. And so they, you know, that's the thing. There's no cohesion amongst women. That's why all this aiming at a demographic is always going to fail. Because you can infinitely divide forever and acquire power. You divide and that conflict, you can get power from it. But that will eventually run out of steam. Appealing to an ideal without being a pussy about it is the only way out. That's what I think. Too bad the Libertarian Party is so crazy. They made Gary Johnson look like a normal dude. I know. Some people just want hair. Like button. Yeah, hit the like button. It's the way it's... Actually, it doesn't really matter here. When I upload this to my normal channel, that's where you got to hit the like button and share it and comment. Please, please, please. Or else I will get flagged again. I'm conservative. I'm not a Republican. All this shit in the Senate hearing is why that is. Yes. Good point, Polar Baron. Look into what? Babies? I've noticed the same thing. In particular, the black people that have started to dress natural and almost talk and look like they lived in Africa at some point. Well... Some white people in America face the same thing. It's a lack of identity. And it's not real, but it can be pushed on you. You know, like Americans, white Americans a lot of times will be like, oh, I'm German, Irish, French, little Cambodian. I don't know. They always just say what the fuck they were and not American because people are always saying Native Americans, even though you've been here 8 generations and you don't. I know what America is and what the soul of it is. I experienced it last night. We cut down a ton of trees with our friends, had a fire, had some beers, went into a garage and sang tunes with our family. That's America. That's our identity. And a lot of black people can be put down that rabbit hole as well, where they're like, it's like that Don Cheadle's character in Boogie Nights, where he just keeps having a new look, where he doesn't quite know who he is. And they try to like go back to their motherland and like, what was it in Africa? That's a dead end. Just be American. You know, I think that any of us, if we went back to our homelands of 1,000 years ago, would feel like absolute outsiders and they would treat us like outsiders and we would just want to go home and have some coffee and play guitar and shoot a gun. I don't understand the whole I'm a third this, I'm a fifth this, blah, blah. Well, that's the thing. America has a very, very bizarre relationship with their heritage. And we want to hold on to it. But at the same time, we don't really know what it is. Because of just weird word tricks like Native American. It's like, well, what does that make us? Well, you're a third Irish, a third this. It's like, we're really holding on to that in a bizarre way. And I think the rest of the world kind of treats us that way. But we just have to get past that. I know nothing of my ancestors before my grandparents. That's awesome. I'm in Armenia right now, and Owen hit the nail on the head. Thanks, Bedros. America first, then a flip. I'm black like Sean King. Hilarious. I'm a third Freddie Mercury. Oh, that means you go a little Bert Kreischer when you have some beers in you, gay guy. I'm a Kekistani bear-fied American. Awesome, wolf bear. To our grandparents, those ethnicities matter. To us, it doesn't. Totally. That's the thing about the whole white shit. There is no white unity. There's American unity. There's unity amongst people. I'm unified with British people and people that, Japanese people and people that just have the same basic values as mine. And that's what it is. I mean, if you go back not that long ago, Europe was committing suicide in trenches. You know, World War One, I still can't believe it happened. It's just like they committed suicide. They just lined up millions of their strongest men and just... And with that horror, you think it's going to stop immediately. It lasted 4 years. 4 years. Jesus was a liberal. No, Jesus was not a liberal. Not remotely. Trump is standing up against the Kavanaugh BS. That's why I voted for him, not a cuck. Yeah, that's true. He just needs more. I have no motherland. I'm okay with that. I'm Canadian. Well, Canada's your motherland. Pull a sausage. Oh, and your brother cracked me up when he said he shares DNA with a banana. LOL. Yeah, my brother's a thinker. He's a thinking maniac. It's awesome. I'm feather Indian Scott Irish mule. I'm 6 foot tall man. Is that 8th Cherokee, 8th Irish, 8th Scottish? Rest is who knows. I'm a monster to drink with, though. I'm just going to start being like, my ancestors have been in America since the dawn of time. And by that, I mean my birth, because that's when time started for me. And people tell me there was time before my birth, but I'm pretty sure they're mostly Jews. Jews keep telling me that there was a time before my birth, but they also keep telling me to buy these really expensive sheets. From the dawn of time, I've been American. And the dawn of time was May 24th, 1980, when I was born. The Jews are trying to convince me. Great joke. Turn that postmodern. The irony is not even postmodernism. It's almost scientific to say all evidence in my life points to the start of the world to be my birth. I mean, granted, I don't actually believe that, but those Ben Shapiro chirps are excellent. Thank you. All right, so I'm about to upload this at Owen Benjamin Comedy. And please hit the like button over there and share it and watch it if you want. Let people know about it. But I need those likes to have my shield against the algorithm machines. Patreon.com/WDTL if you want to be a monthly subscriber. Anything helps. It's also a great place for me to post. I don't post there very often because I only want to do it when I need to. I like to stay under the radar. Hit the alert button for this one because I'm really excited about the new special coming out. My last three are hugepianist.com, but the new one will be out in a week. Pre-sales will go up probably next week at vimeo.com/Owen Benjamin. But the tour was great. And for all you that came, I had a wonderful time. Boner spiders are real. Spiders that will bite you and give you a boner. There is Snake Island is real. There's also a Spider Island. And I texted that to Crowder with a picture, and he has yet to text me back about it. I think he spiraled. Great small chat. I love this. Isn't this great? This is how it started. This is how the unbearable started, was these little chats. That's why I don't mind the lack of super chats. I think my last channel was bringing in so much rev that it was attracting the bots, just these shit posters, because they wanted eyeballs. But if you want to super chat me, I will read it. Oh, dude, real quick, I got to tell you this story. So I've gotten sometimes people just send me a donation with a note. And it's always pretty hard for me to write back because a lot of times I don't get the email right there. But this one dude, I'm going to leave out all info, and you'll see why soon. One of the biggest, most powerful leftist tech companies in the world. Like, think huge. And he's like real high up in it. And he sent me like a ridiculously generous amount of money. And he wrote me a note that was like, dude, it's getting crazy here. Like, there's tampons in the male bathroom. I watch your shit, I die laughing. I can't speak out because I'm making a fuckload of money. But I just thought in my head, how do I send this guy money? So I did. Keep fighting. And I was like, if only this company knew that their own, and this dude high up, that their own guys are like, this is fucking crazy. But I thought that that was pretty fascinating. And I was like the heart of the monster. I don't know. So if you want to send me one, and you're not a giant executive with tons of money, that's fine. Whatever. Any bit helps. But paypal.me/feedthebear. And if you don't, also fine. The chat is for everybody. And I'm really glad that the trolls aren't around because you can't really search for this. But it's great to be back. And I'm just happy. I'm very happy that you guys seem to really enjoy this stream. And all the kind words you told me on the road really let me know that I... come hell or high water, I will stream for you guys. Because we just need a normal voice and a community just to work stuff out to get through this nonsense. And Hitler did nothing wrong. Not one move. Except for not finishing what he started. Oh, one of the bits I did on stage, I was like, I was in LA and this girl was like, if you could go back in time and you saw Adolf Hitler in a crib as a baby, would you be able to kill him? You know it's Hitler and you had to kill him because he's Hitler, but he's a little baby. Would you kill him? I don't know if I could kill him. And I'm like, well, seeing as you've had two abortions that weren't Hitler, I don't see the moral conundrum. Like, you killed two non-Hitlers just because you wanted to not have to give up your car. And she was like, you're a fucking piece of shit. You're a piece of shit. I'm like, no, but you asked me if I could kill Hitler. And you said you couldn't kill Hitler as a baby, but you could kill non-Hitlers. What? She's like, you're a piece of shit, Nazi. You're a piece of shit, Nazi. You're Nazi, you're rape. Everything is rape. Everything is rape. All right, I'm going to upload this on the other one. Make sure you hit the like button. Much love. Have a great day, everybody. I really enjoyed this. I fucking hate trolls.